The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You have listened to us over 500,000 times. American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit, too legit to quit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Assalamu alaikum, dear listening audience, and thank you for joining us at this hour, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to be a part of Pioneer Power Hour. This is Martha Naila Abdullah. Oh, yes, I love hearing that sound, that name, belonging to being a servant of the Almighty. Allah, we say Allah. All right, as we seek refuge with Almighty God from the Shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, Merciful Redeemer, we openly testify that Allah is the one God. There are no partners with Allah. And Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. I feel it my responsibility to share that when we say Allah, we are not giving any kind of acknowledgement to anything physical or any kind of realm of spiritual that we imagine in our mind, that we try to bring it into some kind of focus. No, there is no focus of bringing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into any realm of our thinking that we can surmise or come to a conclusion that that's Allah. No. When we look at everything, everything in creation has been created by the Allah. And so we may as well accept that Allah is the one that is behind, that is the creator of, that is the originator of everything. And then we go on with our processes of being a servant. Ah, just look at the sunshine, look at the daylight, look at the nighttime, when the nights, when the sun is gone and the earth is rotating on its axis and revolving around the moon and with the moon and revolving around the sun and going through its process is glorifying Almighty God. That is a glorification process happening, has happened, is happening, will continue to happen as we read from the revelation of Almighty God. And I just say from the revelation of what Zora chapter that is. Okay, we'll come back to that. But tonight is Pioneer Power Hour. And so what we want our minds to be in the way of is to be open, have open mind, open heart, and realize we have been duped. We have been duped by a chief deceiver. And so all that we have come to know and study and be a part of, much of it is the natural process. But to our deficit, to our lacking, to our neglect is the opening of our heart and mind to everyone being a servant of Almighty God, being created to be a servant. And everything outside is a servant. Everything in our bodies, our lungs, our heart, our muscles, our everything, they are servants of Almighty God. They're not, they're here to serve us, but they're not our servants. They are servants of Almighty God. So, and so now as we are here on different phases of the earth, different parts of the earth, the globe, yes, different things happen because we can think, right? And as we think, because we have that thinking ability, much has happened, and it has caused some discontent to our fellow human family. Am I saying that correctly? To fellow human family members. So what do we do at this particular point? Because we've kept record of our existence when we did start keeping record, and this is the Pioneer Power Hour. So the pioneering process belongs to Allah, all right? The opening, first and utmost, belongs to Almighty God. And so we are taking heed to that, and we're not neglecting our responsibility, but with the idea and the thinking that God is greater, and I am a servant of Almighty God, and whatever I do, I want to be a useful entity in creation. Yes. I want to be a useful entity. So with that, let's go to Quran, Hujurat, and then I believe we're going to be bringing in our recurring guest, and we're looking forward to her being one of the prized presenters here on American Muslim 360. But until that happens, you're going to get engaged with the mind of Sultana Ali, author, educator, nurse, beyond just being a nurse, facilitator of and guide to different phases of the human being's life when it comes to being attached to a deception. Say it that way, yes. Okay, so let's go to Surah 49, Ayat 11. Surah 49, Ayat 11. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يفخر قوم من قوم
ولا
سبحان الله سبحان الله there was something in my way here. يا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يفخر أخر قوم من قومي عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكون خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بالسالئين. سبحان الله. Let's go back. سبحان الله. ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بالسال اسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان وما لم يتوب فأوليك هم الصالمون. صدق الله العظيم. And let's see, we'll share the renderance from the renderance from Yusuf Ali. Okay. Let's go with Sahih International, okay? Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Openly testifying Allah is the one God, and there are no partners with Allah. And the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. O you who have believed, let not a people ridicule another people. Perhaps they may be better than them. Nor let women ridicule other women. Perhaps they may be better than them. And do not insult one another. And do not call each other by offensive nicknames. Wretched is the name of disobedience after one's faith, and whoever does not repent, then it is those who are the wrongdoers. All right, so let's go to the Sadaqa Allahu Azim. Surely Allah speaks the truth, and may we be forgiven for any errors that we've committed, and may we be guided, Almighty God's revelation, and put it in its proper respect to our lives and develop from it. Yes. All right. So Pioneer Power Hour. The power is in the words. Martha Nyla saying that. The power is in the words. And all of us have come to know now that words make our lives be what they are. We've accepted certain words and the definitions following those words, given to those words, and we follow suit with such. And so it is. Here we are. And likewise, with the idea of some people accepting to be less than others, some accepting to be greater than others, and then in the whole process of it all, there's an inkling in the heart and mind of all of us that we're searching for that greater power. We're searching to connect on each end. We're searching to connect with the greater, with that which is the creator of us all. So we're going to honor what we've read by not using offensive names, and whether it's nicknames or not. And what do we think about names that have been given to show ownership when we say that we're servants of Almighty God? That's just one phase of it, one part of it. But we want to connect and be a part of moving, truly moving to the dignity for all of humanity, right? So we've read from Surah 49:11, referring to the offensive names and not to call each other by offensive names. And at the same time, not to even refer to ourselves with offensive names. So what should we do? Well, we're here for 60 minutes, 45 more minutes, and so we want you to be engaged in the conversation. What should we do to not be connected with having offensive names or being called offensive names or using offensive names when we're referring to other people? Are we guilty of it? Are we pioneering something that is decadent, decaying to the human family, or are we uplifting the human family, and are we doing it with the idea of being a servant of the Almighty? Now, because there have been individuals who kind of took things in their own hand and became powerful and moved people around the globe, like chess, like playing chess, right? They moved people around the globe and considered themselves owners of these people. Yes. And so time will show that no one owns anyone, right? But until that time, what do we do? How are we engaging with one another? Well, the Almighty to be at the forefront of our thinking. So that's our pioneering process first, is to truly make the Creator be at the forefront. Truly make it be that we're striving to be that servant of the Almighty, not a servant of our anger, not a servant of our jealousy, not a servant of our infidelity or our, you know, lackadaisic, is that the word? Oh, but not being a servant of those attributes that deny us the fruitfulness of the work that we have to offer. So we have much to offer each and every one that has been created. Right? So because of that, we want to share a 3-minute presentation, but that'll be in just a moment. It is now 7:17, and so at 7:25, we're going to take a pause. That's the intent. But if you have anything you'd like to share, please press 1 on your phone. I've had to doctor on myself today, everyone. I mean, truly, I did not want to miss tonight. None of us are indispensable, right? We're not indispensable, but when you love what you do, you know, you fight and you put forth your best. Yes, you put forth your best. So with that, we look around and we see what we can do to help one another. So what are we doing? Are we finding our position in life? Have we found it? Are we taking it like a landscape and becoming a pioneer in the efforts that we're going to do? Or are we mimicking someone else? Are we mimicking someone else and expecting a difference? Perhaps, and perhaps not. There's records showing that many people, they've been thinkers, and they've chosen to make decisions that made life useful for more than just themselves. That is a truth. That is a given, and it has been documented. But you know what? It doesn't stop there. We're not to assume that that's it, and we're to accept only what has been done, and there's nothing else to be done, or we here are only going to be users of what has been done. Okay, so we're going to get on the train. Now, this particular piece that we're going to be sharing at 7:20 p.m. Again, we ask you to press 1 if you want to come into the conversation. We're talking about the idea of offensive names and moving out from the offensive names into a very honorable position as a servant of Almighty God and letting that reflect in our lives in every part of our lives, being a pioneer in our own world. We've heard things during the years of our being born into families and many things we've accepted. And I don't know about you, but I love my sisters and my brothers. But you know what? There were sometimes some names could be called and you wonder, oh, well, you didn't know how to fight the idea of being called a certain name. Or being labeled a certain thing, you didn't know how to fight it because we didn't even think that there should be a fight against it. How many of us are now in our 60s and 70s? Well, let's go to the 50s. 50s, 60s, and 70s, and we're finding ourselves still trying to come up above the water of how our family members or friends associated us with something that was weak, illy, slowful, especially when we went to, well, quote-unquote, school, and you heard the word. And I'm saying this, but I don't want to have it be a part of our vocabulary. I'm saying, dummy, stupid, ugly. You've heard those, right? You've heard them, even if they were on television or such, and the whole show was written from the mind of someone who pioneered a show on television, got the rights and everything, and the whole show was based on name-calling. And how quickly did we adapt to and adopt the blonde, quote-unquote, blonde idea? Are you being blonde today? We know what that meant. You're being like a blonde. Doesn't matter where the offensive name calling comes from, when we accept it and it becomes a part of our world of thought. Like we say, the first pioneering process has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is the one, and has created everything to every movement, every process of movement, and we are get engaged in it. Our bodies are part of it, whether we mentally connect with it or not, but eventually we do. Can't help it. We're in the rotation. We're in that revolutionary process, right? So here we are, Pioneer Power Hour, and I want to play that piece for us. If no one has any comments they'd like to make right now, we'll bring in this particular piece. Like I say, it's about 3 minutes. And, well, 3 minutes is 7:24. I said I wanted to play the public service announcement at 7:25. Well, we'll go for 7:30. Let me play this piece, and inshallah, we'll be right back, all right? Actually, it's about a minute and 51 seconds. Well, let's take it on like this. I pray that this is the correct one.
Evo Morales' victory in the presidential elections more than 5 years ago offered the prospect of change for Bolivia's indigenous peoples. But the election of Jorge Medina, the first black deputy into government, doesn't yet signal the acceptance of black people in the country. According to the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, Bolivians of African descent still find themselves living on the sidelines of society.
They are an extremely vulnerable group, denied rights, they are invisible in this country. Their past is even more torturous than the indigenous populations because their ancestors were brought here forcibly as slaves. And some of the badges of slavery still linger in their lack of rights and opportunities and the way they are treated.
The United Nations has designated 2011 as the International Year for People of African Descent. The year aims at strengthening the integration of people of African descent into all aspects of society, protecting their rights and promoting greater knowledge and respect for their diverse heritage and culture. But Jorge Medina says racism remains a part of the daily life of many Afro-Bolivians.
If there is a job, they do not receive us and tell us that the post has been taken already. When we meet non-Afro friends afterwards, they tell us that the post is still vacant. They do not consider us for our qualifications, but for the color of our skin.
Peace be upon you. Are you enjoying what you're hearing? If so, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these short messages. You are listening live to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in all of the nation.
America's largest Muslim civil liberties and advocacy organization is coming to the airwaves of the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. premiering December 2018 on American Muslim 360 is the Council on American Islamic Relations, also known as CARE. CARE on Air, the Civil Rights Hour, hosted by CARE Atlanta Regional Executive Director, Attorney Edward Ahmed Mitchell. Stay tuned for more information on the premiere right here on am360.org and help spread the word, because together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum and good afternoon. I'm Dupreeta Hadi, Director of the Model Communities National Resource Directory, with a question to ask you. Do you really want to be part of remaking our world? If so, then put that thought into motion. Register your knowledge, skills, and experience in the MCNRD Model Communities National Resource Directory. Be on the action end of your thinking. Make it happen. It's easy and convenient. Go to cwsc.us. Click on the MCNRD button and register today. Don't delay, and we will contact you, and together we will remake the world. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Inshallah, when I grow up, I'm going to join CWSC. I'm going to help remake the world for you and me. I'm going to be part of MCNRD and contribute my talent, my expertise. I'm going to apply for a CWSC scholarship someday in honor of a pioneer. I pray I grew up to be a leader, a strong woman, courageous with no fear. But until that day, I need you to stand in my place and be part of the group intellect until I can join the race. Visit cwsc.us, because together we can remake the world.
And we are back with you, dear listening audience. This is Martha Naila Abdullah, servant of Allah. Yes, one who's favored. And Martha Naila, and Martha, a name given by my mother in honor of her sister. And my father told me that Martha, and he made a beautiful, gave a beautiful attribute of Martha. He just said, flower, you know, the beautiful flowering of a person's character. And I took that on as a young child, and it made me feel good, and I accepted it. And no matter what happened, no matter what someone said, that I held to those words from my father, because we were close. And then choosing a word, Naila, a name, Naila, after reading and seeing, is one who's favored. And I looked at that, but, you know, it has a lot to do with the intelligentsia. It has a lot to do with the information that is around us, the school of thought that is always around us. There's a pioneering process always happening. The door is open for us to connect with it. So press one on your phone if you want to come in and make some comments in reference to what you've heard. Now, we played the piece on Bolivia, right? And where Bolivia is in respect to the United States, and you heard the piece, just a simple piece of it, and this is not to go into a, it is, what. Let me just say what it is, what I'm playing this for, the intent is to indicate that what has happened throughout the globe has been that someone used their mind to portray themselves as greater than. So it's not just here in the United States. It's not just in Africa. It's not just in France or in Europe or in England or wherever the situation is. It's not just there. It's all over. So what do we do? What do we do? Do we change the words? Do we connect with that which is greater? Do we find ourselves first at the point of being a servant of Almighty God, and then working with that intent, what do we do? Now I'm looking at Bolivia here on the computer in relation to North America, all right? So if you have your computer and you can bring it up and you'll see Bolivia, right? And we were told in classes of history how people, the word migrate was used, migration, and then forced movement with a purpose of, hey, power, power, power. So we, you and I, we want to turn back the hand, turn, no, not back the hands of time. Yes, we do. But we want to bring into the proper rotation, the proper revolution, we want to bring into the effect the idea of everyone being a servant of Almighty God. Even the most ill-willed person has to know that they were created to be a servant of Almighty God, even though they stand in the way of accepting themselves to be an ill-willed individual. But as a newborn baby, we cannot agree with anyone who says that a newborn baby was born for ill will. Every newborn baby is born on the same plane as any baby, and that is to serve the Creator. As any of the animal kingdom, any of the insect world, any of the gases or any kind of whatever is around us, everything was created to serve the Creator. And so here we are. All right. And so the connection here we want to connect with is not to use offensive names. Again, we're asking you to press 1 on your phone. Your words, your thoughts are very important in this pioneering process. We know that when we think of pioneers of that has been cast in the light of saying a pioneer, ones who've, you know, planted something and or discovered something, invented something, created something out of everything that the Creator already laid before us. So the pioneering process is, it belongs to Allah. Once we get a hold on to it, and we connect with the idea of being a servant, I'm stressing this because truly these words are very important. We are a servant of Almighty God. And every step, every breath we take, every step we make, everything we strive to do, know that the Creator has already laid everything out for us. So because of the ill will and the ill thinking of those who grew up in a world of being told something and then greed set in and the power that they thought they possessed, and truly that is in the whole process of things too, yes. And one individual can overpower another individual. It is there. The possibility is there. The opening is there. We can all become, we can all become, I don't want to say bulldozers, what's the word? We know we've had conversation about bullying, right? Certain ones have come on AM360 and have discussed bullying. Where does this bullying come from? It comes from because okay has been granted to that which can suggest ill will. And because we have in our makeup, in our mind, in our will, we have the makeup to accept it or reject what is ill and accept the best. So we're riding on the idea and the love for being a servant of the Almighty. That's what we want to ride on. Pioneering Power Hour, Pioneer Power Hour, is we're regaining the power that has been invested in every human being from the Almighty, and we're taking that stand. We're using the words that will be of encouragement, that will have the attributes of standing up. And let's go back to the Surah 49:11. And as it's, you know, when we hear the meme and the noon, and as M and N, M, N, we may say Emanah, Emanu, we may say faith, those who believe, right? But how does belief come about? How does it happen? In that particular word, there is the components that are necessary for faith or belief to take place, and it is in the words. It is in the acceptance of the words, of the being in, of being enlightened, of connecting with the Creator that owns the enlightenment, that owns the words that we hear, that owns the power behind the words. Everything, the whole, and when I think of rotation and revolution, you know, like with a car, we listen to the revolution of it, we listen to the speed or the sound of the engine, and they ask about the power of that, the rotating of the drive shaft, and they ask for the what's the revolution, what is it, you know, and so as we're connecting to this whole universal order. And because atrocities have occurred, we have to connect to that powerful rope, that powerful information, that powerful word that says faith, belief, and connect to it and let the words of enlightenment, encouragement develop ourselves, develop our minds. And all the intent of placing people throughout the globe for suppression, oppression, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes that very makeup of what individuals intended to do, and Allah will turn everything around and show that once we take a stand, connect with the Creator of all, and prove to humanity that everyone is a servant of the Almighty. I pray that I'm expressing it in a way that it is really being taken in. Now, again, Bolivia. Bolivia on the chart is below North America, right? And so it has been recorded that the intent of those who forced people away from their homeland and landed them into other countries and such was for their reasoning was to have a continuous flow of, well, first, to apply oppression, to have the power, and then that power will have persons servant to them, and not to them individually, but to them as a line of people, of family, the word is getting away from me, but say Mr. John does something, but Mr. John is not just looking for himself. Mr. John is looking out for the family members that's going to come after him. But it is still with that power-driven, greed-driven intent. So how do we interrupt that greed-driven intent? How do we interrupt it? By turning to the one who created everything. We have to openly declare it. We have to look at creation that is around us, show our appreciation. The surah is Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah, that's the surah. The first ayat of Surah Jumu'ah is that everything everything in creation has its obedient nature. Everything. So So there's nothing that we can not learn from. Okay, the 62nd surah, the first ayah, all right? And we're going to look at Yusuf Ali's renderance of it as well. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Yusabbihu lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma yusabbihu lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fil ardi al-mulki al-quddusi al-aziz al-hakim. Those are attributes of the one who owns everything, owns the actual process of glorification. It is 7:43 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm wanting to make it through this process here. Oh, excuse me. You sabi. When the first of all, the revelation from the Creator, we're to align ourselves with it. When we do, we're also taking on what is being requested of us and what strengthens us and what gives us the position of humility, of humbleness, of total obedience. In that process, we cannot allow fear or doubt or anything to creep in into the intelligentsia of our makeup of our thinking. In our thinking, the emanu, referring to having the faith, but that faith is created by us believing in something. And because we cannot see what put everything in motion, we have to believe in it. So that's a pioneering process for our own, the churning, the revolving, the rotating of our own thinking. When the words began to move around in our head, and when we began to connect with those words, and when we see those words come out into fruition, then we look back at the revelation and see how the Creator created a process for us to think with. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed from Jumu'ah, Yusabbihu lillahi, that the very sabaha is glorification. But to put it in a present or future tense with the ya in front of it, then it is letting us know there's no time whatsoever that we will have glorification. Those who are considering themselves to be in power, to be the owners of, to be the rulers of, those who consider themselves to gather populations throughout the country to serve them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is letting us know, no, that is not going to be, not to the point of that they will have the ending effect of what their intent is. So what do we do because we know this? Then we have to stand. We have to stand with the words and the belief and an understanding. Let's go to you to see if there's anyone. Press 1 on your phone. Yes, we do. Okay, 860-938. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us this evening.
So can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes, we can.
Sister,
alaikum assalam.
Area. How you doing, sister? I hear you with your air beer.
You know,
you're getting down, sister, you're getting down. You know, when you were talking about bullying, you were talking about manipulation and conning. Sometimes when people allow, say for instance, a child to get away with too much and to have their way without teaching them, you know, disciplining them, you know, they start learning how to manipulate, con, and then when they can't have their way, they start learning how to bully. And then you was talking about spirituality, you know, how do you come in the connection of the oneness with Allah? First of all, you have to have some type of experience.
Sometimes it'd be some type of emotional, it's always some type of emotional type of roller coaster or what have you that makes you sit down and think about who do you need to talk to. I can't find Sister Martha. I can't talk to my mother. I can't talk to my father. So who do I talk to? I talk to Allah, because you know that Allah is with you all the time. So you have that oneness and connection with him, and you do this through prayer. So you have to have that sincerity and that devotion to dedicate yourself to him, no matter what's going on in the other spectrum or you're out of your aura. You have to have that type of connection that this is, I need my peace. I need to be with solace. So what do? We meditate in prayer and we ask him for peace. And what does he do? He gives us comfort to us. You know, he guides us. And there's times when he disciplines us, because that's where those tests, trials, and tribulations come into place. So, you know, that's how we ground ourselves, you know, in prayer. You ground yourself. You just let go, you know. Just let him take over in prayer through meditation. And there's nothing like that feeling. That feeling is just, I don't even have a word for that feeling. But it feels good.
I mean. And then do you agree also that once we are in that realm of at peace and believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all in all, and that we do, no matter what has been created by the ill will of others, that we do have a process that we can connect with and show that being a servant of Almighty God, even if we, our physical selves are at, you know, lost through some, you know, say just damages of the trials and such, we're not just for ourselves. We're activating a process that says glorifying Almighty God is greater than the ill will that you create, that whoever created oppression is what I'm speaking of. And so we are pioneering process has to be that we show that we believe. We show it by believing that that the Almighty, definitely the creation hasn't been used up, but we've been given the idea to think that the creation has been used up.
Yeah, that's the brainwashing method, you
there
know
you
to
go.
To want you to think of yourself, and that make you think that you have all the power, but you don't, and telling you not to rely on Allah, but you have to rely on Allah. You know, sometimes, you know, when you face with, like you said, you're trying to be nice to people, and, you know, they just not accepting your kindness, not accepting, you know, who you are. But once you had that prayer, that relationship, and that conversation with Allah, you just feel so good inside. It's like nobody could take this joy from you. Once you know how your relationship is with God, and you know that Allah gives you peace, and you have the ultimate peace, you just can't let people come in your realm and in your aura and just mess up your day or take you off your off your focus and so forth, or out of your realm and cause havoc and hell in your life. You just at peace, total soulless, you know. So you can be good to your enemies. You could be nice to those who reject you, you know. You could love those who reject you and those who, you know, say things bad about you behind your back or hurt your feelings when you try to help them or assist them. You could still leave with a smile, and you could still leave with your heart feeling at peace and at one, because you know that you did what you were supposed to do as a Muslima, and as a believer. And so you walk away with that good feeling, and they just have to deal with whatever it is that they're dealing with. But it doesn't stop you from being who you are. It doesn't stop you from growing, you know, and people need to understand that we are growing. And when people do grow, I think that you shouldn't reject them in that way. You should applaud them that they change and that they're growing. You know, and they making themselves they working towards being a better person. You know, so once you have that power inside you that you have totally connected with Allah, and you working on your deen
the proper way, and the things are manifesting in the manner in which they should, you know, it's sort of hard to let somebody take you. I like to call it your groove. Once you got stuff in that groove, or you want to call it the mood of prayer, when you was talking about everyone has the obedience and have connection with Allah and the human nature, that's the mood of prayer. You know, and W.D. Muhammad, he talks about that in one of his books about the mood of prayer, because we all have a mood of prayer. You know, every living creature have a mood of prayer. Now, the thing is, with the human being, we so complex at times that sometimes we take ourselves off that mode of prayer, you know, and that's when we get into some little situations and we say, oh, these jinns are bothering us, you know, but really, are really jinns, really, or is it just you and you just want your way? Think about it. But, you know, it's the worst thing, the one thing that people don't like to do is the self-evaluation. You have to do a self-evaluation of yourself, of the negative and of the positive. You just can't do a self-evaluation and just think yourself is just positive. You have to say to yourself, I have those negatives, and you need to work on them and complete them. If people don't accept them and don't accept you when they change, then they're missing out on a beautiful person. There's nothing you can do about that. You just got to do what Allah wants you to do and what's pleasing to Allah.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Praise be to Almighty God. The spirit of the when I reflect on the word pioneer and the power, and that power I'm speaking to the rotation and the revolution as we look at creation and we see the movement of the blood moving through our bodies, and we don't have anything to do with that. But why? It's here for me to do something. So even though I'm told that we've been, and the proof is there, is here, that we were moved from, and whatever people, and I'm connecting with those who are leaving from one country right now, you know, on foot and moving over out of the oppressive situation of some people who have this bullying tactic, but it's happened all over the globe. So if we look at the globe, we can see the intent is to oppress. But if the servitude to Almighty God is greater, then let those, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, revealed in what we read from Surah Al-Hujurat 49:11, speaking to those who really believe, who understand the word, who really have been enlightened, and standing firm on it, Emmanuel, can't allow ourselves to fall into the desolate area of thought, our thought, because that's where we get crippled in our thought. What do you say?
Oh, definitely. We can't let anyone take us off of our path. You know, all of us striving for the path of righteousness to Jannah, and we would like to always please Allah. And, you know, we're not perfect, so we don't always please Allah. But it's a blessing, it's a mercy that He is so grateful and that He allow us to bring our sins to Him, place it at His feet, and He forgive us, you know. And, of course, we can't help people
now,
who don't understand that.
Let me stop you there because I apologize. Because mm-hmm. when others are listening and when you say feet, at Allah's
yes.
feet, please explain,
yes.
because we started out by saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not physical, and do you know how we have those physical world of thought? So
explain,
so that a child listening would understand. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I like to say feet is on your musalla. Okay, when you on your musalla, you prostrate, sujad, you are, you know, you bowing down and you kneeling and you praying to Allah. So, you know, and just like they say, paradise lies at the feet of the mother. Really, paradise is not under our feet. I would love for paradise to be under our feet, but those are just words that just describe the blessings that He has for a mother. So when I say feet, I'm telling you the mercy that I have for Allah when I bow, when I make my salat. You know, I feel like I'm subjecting myself totally and relinquishing myself to him, you know. So that's how I say see. I'm at his mercy when I'm at on my Musalla, you know. So that's what I'm trying to say. And yeah, and I would try, and I describe that to my son. He's 7 years old, and he understands, you know. And so I hope that a child could relate to that. I mean, a seven-year-old understands, and he understood a little earlier than that when you know, when I taught him that. But that's my analogy of when I'm in my mode of prayer to Allah. I'm surrendering my spirit and soul to him.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Praise be to Allah. And you know, because we process that was used by those, by the manipulators, and we have 96, almost 60 seconds, by the manipulators to, and what they brought was, they know that the human being is of a believing effect. It has that process of belief. And so what they brought was this physical entity, and then showed the physical entity, and then had everyone fall down in prostration to that physical entity. So what we want to do is raise everyone up from that body. Almighty God is the one that elevates us. But in the process, we'll talk more about this next week, inshallah, how we can all take a stand by bowing, but take a stand in the pioneering power process. Sister L, make some comments before we leave out. Thank you, everyone. Please join us tomorrow morning for Evolution of Revolutionary Thought and Creative Purpose with Imam Kareem Hamid. Sister L.
I would just like to say that I think that the best analogy that I could give tonight is, think about when you sneeze, your heart stops. Think about when you take a nap or you sleep and you wake up in the morning. Those are all blessings from Almighty Allah. So think about the greatness and the blessings that he give you when he does that. You at his mercy. But he's so often all forgiven, you know, and he lets our hearts start. He let us wake up. He let our body system function while we are asleep. He let it function without our help, without our knowledge. We don't even pay attention, do you?
Yes.
It just functions.
Okay. And we're
no
at 10
control.
Seconds. And
Assalamu alaikum.
And we're at 10 seconds. Thank you so very much. Alaikum assalam. Everyone, have a blessed evening. And we thank Sister L for coming in with us on Pioneer Power Hour. Expect us next week, inshallah. But let's play this so we'll be in tune for tomorrow.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Kareem Hamid, inviting you to join in the study group of the lecture of Imam Waris-Din Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi, broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. The first hour, we shall play a lecture or address from Imam Waris-Din Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi, and in the second hour, we shall open up the telephone line and share with each other the various beneficial points of interest contained in the lecture or address. So join the study group of the lectures of Imam Waris-Din Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi on the evolution of revolutionary thought and created purpose every Saturday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on American Muslim 360. Let's share. Thank you. Alhamdulillah.